On November 11th, 2024, Flesh Simulator uploaded a video on his YouTube channel where he essentially mixed a very specific flavor of Mike's Harder with a specific flavor of Gatorade. Now, this he did not create, but his reaction really intrigued me. You need to understand something about Flesh Simulator. This man is stone cold. This man is interesting, okay? This man is what I could describe as a badass, okay? I'm giving my hats off to him. I'm kissing ass. Flesh Simulator is a badass, okay? That's as flat as I'm putting it. So, for a beverage to get him entirely, to leave him speechless the way it did, I was immediately intrigued. So, without hesitation, some hesitation, okay? Because I don't care too much for the flavor of alcohol, you know? It's just not good. I had to try it for myself. He didn't say it was bad. He didn't say it was good. He said nothing. I mean, realistically, watch the video. A man's reaction like that is visceral. So, on the podcast, live, because we're known to do shit like this, I'm going to try it myself. Anyway. I know some people are going to point this out. Flesh Simulator did not create the flavor. It already existed before him. He's just the only person I've seen test it live on film. So I'm going to test it on the podcast to see what it does, you know? Essentially, there was a tweet some time ago. I'm going to read it verbatim, but also heads up, I do have pumpkin spice cheesecake cookies just in case I need a palate cleanser of some kind. I'm no stranger to horrible foods, spicy foods, stuff that's really bitter. Unfortunately, I did mess up once. I tried the Century Egg, but I wasn't on film or recording live. Right now, you're hearing me live, okay? Or recording live, whatever. I'm not going to edit this or doctor it in any way. I'm not even going to edit anything out. So if I sound like I'm talking a lot, it's because I'm not editing anything out whatsoever. So we have Heedra, H-E-E-D-R-A, on Tumblr, I believe. Either Tumblr or Twitter. I don't know. Anyway, I've mixed cranberry, Mike's Harder, and cucumber lime Gatorade into a drink I like to call the flavor. Okay. Sorry, I had a burp. Because, like, you drink this shit, and your tongue is like, there's a taste here. You are experiencing a flavor. But when you go to open the door, there's no flavor there. It comes back with an undefined error in the flavor column. It's the missing no of flavors. It's so absolutely definitively tastes like something, and that thing is nothing. That got me interesting, okay? So, without further ado, I'm going to mix it live on the podcast. Hang on, let me put the mic over here. Okay. You hear that? Hang on. We got Mike's Hard right here. I'm trying to talk louder into the mic, but you are further away. All right, that smells awful. Not a fan of Mike's, by the way. Last time I drank it, I was in college. Anyway, and the Gatorade. It's a 1-to-1 ratio. Understand? Okay, good. The first thing I'm noticing is the color is weird. It looks like watered down blood. I'm nervous. I'm very nervous. Alright. Alright. Enough pussyfooting around. I don't like the smell. Oh, fuck. I do not like the smell. This smells like, I really don't want to do this, guys. Listen, okay? This smells like a cleaner of some kind. This smells like an artificial cleaner. This smells like, down the hatch. What? 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 What the Huh? Guys, I don't like that. That's fucking weird. Okay, what the hell? I know I'm good at describing stuff. Okay, let me try it some more, okay? No, like, I took a little sip. That's not enough. I gotta chug this. Hang on. What? What the fuck? I don't know. There's no words for that. It's not bad. It's not good. It's like, what the fuck? How do you do that? Okay, here's the thing. Individually, Mike's hard. I'm going to taste it on my own, okay? I have to taste them separately because this is weird. This is weird. Let me describe a little more. First, I'm going to taste both individually, okay? All right, hang on. Okay. Yeah, tastes like college. All right. And the Gatorade, yeah. Dude, what the fuck? Let me put it this way. Both drinks, the Mike's Harder and the Cucumber Lime Gatorade, they have their own flavor, right? And the Mike's Harder clearly tastes of alcohol. This is a dangerous beverage. Let me tell you why. You mix them together, the flavor of alcohol is completely gone. Like 100%. You don't understand. If you don't like alcohol, do this. But just keep in mind, that's all you're doing. It's like slightly fizzy water, but it's alcoholic. And the way I know this is because I have a slight buzz. A very slight buzz, because I only took a few sips. What the fuck? I understand his reaction now. And I don't like it. But I don't hate it. That's really something. I hate that. I really hate that. Okay. Oh my god. Let me put it this way. I would have that again, but I would not have it on its own. I would not enjoy it. It's like drinking, It's like... I don't know, man. Look, there's really no other way to put this other than... this flavor category does not exist. It is that simple, okay? It's like trying to think of a new color. It just doesn't work. My tongue is confused. I'm actually... Let me eat this cookie. I need the control. I need the fucking palate cleanser. Okay, hang on. I feel like if I was allergic to a drink, that's how it would feel. Without the negative side effects. It feels like you're drinking the concept of mist. No, that's not accurate. What is that flavor? The cranberry flavor and the cucumber lime flavor, they don't mix as much as they cancel each other out. And the only way to describe it is this way. It's not like they cancel each other out as in, oh, it's a muted flavor now. No. This isn't muted. This is, the volume is gone. Fully. I've hyped this up a little bit too much. I understand why Flesh Simulator didn't say anything. There's nothing to say about it. There's really nothing to say about it. Oh my god. This is actually really cool. Okay. But let me tell you why. First off, if you're of legal drinking age, try this. But, I mean, all I could really say is, it's a unique flavor. It's a very unique flavor. Unique in capital fucking letters, okay? Unique. Why does it do that? I'm gonna make more. Maybe this is the dangerous part of it. I'm gonna make more, okay? I'm just gonna sip this here. Hang on. I had a little left. It's like Sprite with something missing. Oh, there we go. I just described it. There you go. Imagine Sprite, but not really. It's like if Sprite had an evil doppelganger that you know something's wrong. It's like, okay, it's like ginger ale with no soul. I just gave myself chills. And I don't know if it's my body's reaction to the drink, because it's like the term, I don't like that at all. I don't like that at all. Hey, what the fuck? I get that I drank this weird concoction of stuff, and it's called the flavor, and it's like, yeah, it's a missing no. Okay, it's not supposed to be. Why did my neighbor's dog start howling? Okay, that's something else. It's just, I record at 2 in the morning, okay? This feels fucking weird, dude. This is not... I don't like this at all. Like, it's... You know what? I'm gonna have some water, and I'm gonna throw these both down the fucking drain. I don't wanna taste this no more. This is... I just feel like heartburn's gonna come up, and I don't like it. But if you want a rating, it's a question mark out of 10. A question mark out of 10. Do you guys remember how we had the wine scale? This doesn't even place. This does not. Because you have to have flavor to place. When you mix the two, it's like, okay, it's like a mad scientist mixing chemicals together to see what happens. And you mix these two and you get water. I don't know. That's the best I could put it. Somehow, the alcohol tastes better without the cucumber lime Gatorade. But when you mix them together, there's flavor? Question mark. There is a taste. Okay, the way they described it, there is a taste, period. That's it. I just don't know if I should keep drinking this because I feel like there's unforeseen consequences to this beverage. And I don't want to test fate. Not when I have so much on the line, man. Why am I saying that like I'm a rich person? No, I'm hella broke. I'm hella broke. Oh my god, it's turning me into a valley girl. I need to hydrate, excuse me. So soon after that recording, I actually stopped. I decided to hydrate. I decided to give it its time. Because with most beverages, you'll either feel some type of headache, you know, some sort of a hangover, or something different, right? Well, the thing about this beverage is that it did neither of those. I did not have a headache. I did not have a hangover, but I did have the weirdest, I hope you're not eating. I had the worst smelling farts in my life. This was not even sulfuric. This is a new caustic entirely. I don't know what the hell it was, but be careful with this drink, question mark? Listen, its danger is this. You cannot taste the alcohol, so you just keep drinking it. Expecting to taste something, and it just keeps going and going. I finished it, and it hit harder. Here's the thing. I experimented the day after. I had the drink, you know, the flavor, and it hit hard, very hard. So I decided, okay, I'm going to try the exact same amount of alcohol without mixing it or anything. It did not hit as hard. I am being genuine. Somehow, the cucumber lime Gatorade acts as a catalyst to the Mike's Harder, and it makes a very strong, potent alcohol, and without the flavor. So, is it dangerous? Yes, absolutely. But with any drink, you know, drink in moderation, you know? I'm not going to say not to try it. I'm absolutely encouraging people of legal drinking age to try it, but keep in mind, you have to pace yourself. You absolutely have to pace yourself. I did too, because I only made one, and I did not decide to make any more. Having said that, it got me curious. There has to be other cocktails out there that are just this bad, you know? There has to be, right? This cocktail was so unique, it made me think there's definitely more out there with much crazier flavors. I don't know any of them, but I'm going to try them out. And here's the thing, I don't like to drink all that much, okay? So I'll have only the worst of the worst, maybe three of the worst. I actually posted a calling card on my Instagram. I got no responses, but you know, whatever. So DM me right now. If you're hearing this, DM me the worst cocktails you can think of. And I'm talking real ones, okay? I'm going to look some up myself. No one else is going to send me some. And, you know, I'll try the worst. The three worst. I don't know if worst cocktails is a good word to put. I'm going to put the most interesting because there's a lot of bad ones, right? Everyone could just say, oh, just put milk with Pepsi and that's the worst cocktail I've ever heard. And it's stuff like that I just, no, you know? Like, I know the type of audience that I attract, so I have to be more specific. You guys are not tricking me again. Not with that bullshit. Also, I learned something and I have to say, okay, while we're on the podcast, right? While we're being serious, while we're being genuine, I need to talk about something that I fucked up badly on, and I'll be honest, I'll be the bigger man and admit it. I should not have done what I did, okay? Don't cancel Meatweed for this bullshit, and it's not even that bad. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I promoted videos on my YouTube channel, and they got plenty of views. The only problem is, the feedback that I got was that I made a mistake. Essentially, I hindered the growth of the actual YouTube channel so that real people wouldn't be able to discover it as easy. The way that works is that the YouTube algorithm would recommend me based on how many people are actually clicking on the videos, watching it all the way through, and then watching other videos, right? So the problem with subscribing or the problem with people like, you know, like promoting videos is that it'll do that for curious clickers, and a majority of the people that it attracts is that it'll attract people that will click on it and then just go, not for me, and then go somewhere else. So that's a majority of the YouTube people that watched my channel. The problem is, that's a lot of fucking people. That's a lot of people. I'm not even going to sugarcoat it. It was way too much, and my algorithm is fucked. So I shot myself in the foot trying to promote the YouTube channel. I will not be doing that anymore. And that's about it, really. Also, I have another surprise. This one in a more positive note. And sorry about that. This one in a more positive note. I was finally able to use my insurance to get new glasses. Finally, thank God. It was getting so hard to see with these. And another thing. Okay, this is something that... it's not related to something I mentioned in the past. But you guys know that we worked with Magic Mind in the past. And I am currently waiting for another product that Magic Mind is selling. It is under the Magic Mind brand. I will not disclose what it is or what it does, but it's not even on the market yet, and I'll be the first to try it. So it's a MeetWeed exclusive, you know what I mean? The thing is, I don't know if I could say it yet, so I'm just going to risk nothing and say that, you know, in Minecraft. I won't go into any more detail. I can't even describe what the product is because I realistically don't know. I'm waiting for it to come in the mail any day now. So there is that. And I'm actually quite excited about that. Having said that, I don't want to drink any more cocktails right now that are alcoholic. So I should have specified that earlier. I don't want to drink alcohol, you know? It's just not my thing. I mean, it is. I like wine, but that's it. That's where it ends. I like wine, period. So if you are going to recommend cocktails, recommend some weird shit like soda or something. I sound so lame. Look, I'm getting old, okay? Oh boy. Which one of you motherfuckers was going to tell me Chris Chan was pregnant? It would have been nice to know. Going into this episode, I would have liked to have known Chris Chan, the interesting creature that he is. She is, sorry. My God, why did everyone hide this from me? What's going on? Okay, there is a rumor going around right now. Because of one taken out of context clip, Chris Chan is supposedly waiting to be a father. But the thing is, it's not verified. It's just a very vague statement, as Chris Chan is known to do. So we just gotta wait for that, you know? I'm not gonna say I'm a Christorian by any means necessary, right? However, Gino Samuel's last big update on Chris Chan, on the Christory, a really big one, my name is in the credits. I'm just saying, MeetWeed Podcast is in the credits, if you go look at it. I forget what the episode's called, let me check. There we go, near the end. At A Comprehensive History, part 85, for some reason, says end of season 1, which is like, no, dude, you're done. Like, that's it. That's all there was to know about Chris Chan. At that point, at 1:12:04, 1 hour, 12 minutes, and 4 seconds, you could see MeetWeed Podcast is in the patrons at the end. So yeah, I did sub just for that one episode. It wasn't that much, but I did want to be kind of at the end. Because the thing is, I'm going to be totally honest. I would have never looked into Chris Chan's history had it not been for Gino Samuel. The reason that I believe Gino Samuel is such a, you know, a cultural phenomenon is because no one has thought of actually dictating the entirety of the Christory, right? Because Chris Chan is the most documented man on the planet. Beating Jesus Christ, beating Gandhi, beating all these people, right? Because since conception, he's written down pretty much everything that's happened in his life. So if you wonder partially what may have inspired this channel, this podcast, this episode, this YouTube series, everything I've been doing, I partially contributed to Chris Chan. I do not have autism, I don't have any mental disorders, but I strongly believe that maybe what he was doing isn't too far-fetched. Maybe people should be documenting everything they do in their life. At least stuff they don't mind putting out privately or putting out publicly, right? You could have your private life. You could have your sex life. You could do whatever, right? But whatever you want to put out there. You know, why not? Why did we have to wait for Chris Chan to do this, you know? So I thought maybe, just maybe, if somebody else did it, it wouldn't be too bad, right? Now, I'm not going to say that it's going to take off like he did. He was simply one of the first ones, the first Let's Player. Chris was really the first of a lot, you know, and he didn't even know it. She didn't even know it. Sorry, we're using the proper pronoun because Chris Chan is a she now. And the thing about it is, a lot of people have tried to do what Chris Chan has done, but they have not gotten close to the amount of work. I mean, literally everything, right? There's videos of Chris Chan as a child and as an adult in prison. There's so much. I don't think anyone has been able to replicate or imitate just how much Chris Chan has done with their life, or at least posted online publicly by Chris Chan themselves or by the rest of the internet, you know, the quickie forums. There's a weird noise in the background, scared the shit out of me right now. I also want to mention something. I recently deleted my Twitter, and if you guys want to know why I did that, it's very fucking easy, actually. Elon, I don't know what the fuck is up with him. He's very petty right now, okay? As in, if you make a Blue Sky account, he will want you to... He'll say you have some suspicious, like, activity on your account. So, obviously, I'm going to pick Blue Sky because fuck Elon, right? Also, I don't know how to explain this. If you don't pay for Twitter Blue, you really don't go anywhere. But on Blue Sky, it's like Twitter all over again, right? Before Elon's bullshit. Let's face it, he ruined the fucking website. He ruined the fucking website. And I've been saying for a long time I wanted to delete my Twitter. Finally did it, okay? It's all done. Even the art page, it's all fucking gone. So, it is what it is. Another thing, I made a painting of Grog, and I just hate it. I really hate it, you know? I mean, I'm not Andy fucking Warhol, you know? I'm not gonna be, like, sitting here like, ooh, I'm gonna paint this commercial product. No, I'm not gonna do that shit, man. Are you fucking kidding me? I also have a lot of other paintings I want to get rid of, but not selling them, but, like, destroying them outright. The only problem is people won't let me do that. I've noticed that a lot of people will genuinely be really upset if I do that. So I'm going to have to recycle the canvases, you know? I've done it a few times where I just straight up punch a hole in the damn canvas for comedic effect or clout or whatever, right? But it doesn't fly right with a lot of people. And I kind of agree because honestly, it's so wasteful to just destroy a canvas. It's just, they're not cheap. They're not expensive. I don't destroy the silk ones, or not silk. Holy shit, that'd be expensive. There was the linen ones. The linen canvases I don't destroy because I really can't. They're really fucking tough. And the cotton ones are dirt cheap, but it's still wasteful. You know, don't fucking throw shit away like that. It's not nice. It's not cool to just like make a huge fucking mess. I'm saying this as someone who's now carefully looking at all their finances and trying to start a budget. I bought a single brush the other day for painting, and it was $10. I felt like I wasted my fucking money. And it's not that. It's that I have other paintbrushes that I have accidentally left in acrylic for too long, and now they're really matted, and they won't come off. But instead of throwing them away, I immediately took them out of the trash, and I thought, I'm going to have to clean them somehow. Somehow, you know? I'll figure it out, because they're good brushes. They're real good brushes. They're not trash just yet. We need to loop back, get back on topic. I'm speaking about the cocktails. The cocktails that I've thought of have to do with wine, you know, like a lot of wine. I don't know why I say it like that. A lot of wine, okay? And the reason being is because I know a lot of people know that I'm a wine guy at this point, right? I'm always fucking talking about it. But the thing is, there are wine cocktails and some of them are absolute garbage. Some of them are terrible. And that's exactly what I was thinking. Like, there's one where you get a nice, very strong red wine. You mix it with blue Gatorade. 50-50 ratio again. Why are they always Gatorade? I have to know this. Why is it always Gatorade? Anyway, you get a cheap red wine, but it has to be strong, right? A really strong tasting one. I would say, like, an Old Vine Zinfandel might work best for this. And it's also more affordable. But that would be red wine, blue Gatorade. Mix it together, 1-to-1 ratio. I've heard people like wine sommeliers where they're like, oh, supposedly it tastes delicious. And he mixed them together and he said, yeah, that is revolting. But the thing is, right? I'm not just talking about that. When I mention a weird cocktail, I don't think something like, oh, that tastes terrible. No. That's not enough. I need something that's like, oh, that tastes like a salt lamp, or that tastes like the way Fabuloso smells, you know? I'm talking stuff that really takes your taste buds into orbit in all the wrong ways. Let's say it's like it took them into orbit but forgot a spacesuit, you know? Or it took them on a fucking weird trip into the Bahamas. What am I saying? Listen, I want something that's not just nasty. I want something that's gonna make me think there's something there, but I can't quite understand it. It's a flavor I've never tried before, and yet I enjoy it quite a bit. or it's a flavor I've never tried before and will never try again, you know? Either one is an okay example. If it's wine-based, that's cool too. If it's not, it is what it is. I just won't buy too much like alcohol. I don't want to get in that habit of having like really hard liquors around. But I've seen a lot of them have to use wine. And actually, I've had one, right? It was kind of weird. There's a wine called, like, I think 13 Crimes, where it has like a picture of Snoop Dogg on it, Martha Stewart, all these rich people, rich famous people that ended up in jail for some reason. And I don't like the wine, but we did this weird thing once, I think two Thanksgivings ago now, where we got the red wine and we got Sprite, and it was very good. But it's because of the Sprite. The wine itself was ass. The only reason we mixed it together is because the wine itself was unpalatable. And I mean, like, me, I like red wine. I like strong red wines. But that specific drink was ass, dude. I mean, what the fuck? You know, I expected better from Martha Stewart, you know? Martha Stewart Living, come on. Kick it up a notch. How about some insider trading on some fucking wine that actually works? I'm so polite. Okay. Why is this feeling I have in my lungs? You know, this chair I have is fucking awful, but I can't afford to get a better one. Okay. My back hurts a lot. Oh, you know what? Being hunched over actually kind of helps. So, we're going to do this thing, right? Again, DMs are always open on Instagram. DM me a really weird recipe, and I'll try it out on the podcast. I don't know if next week or the week after. I have a lot of stuff coming up. I mean a lot. I don't just mean for the holidays. I mean me personally. My personal life, I have a lot of shit going on in the background. I like to think that I'm making the right moves, but I'm not too sure either. So I have one thing that I have to update you guys on. I am taking my art way more seriously now. And if there are any people that want to buy an art piece, just, you know, check out my MG acrylic page. All of those pages, all those pieces are for sale. There are some that are already sold, so they're no longer for sale. But they're all pretty much for sale, right? There are two things as well, right? I'm looking into doing prints, so you don't just have to buy the hard copy, and I can just send you like an envelope with the paper on it, or with the page already printed. But I need enough hype so that there is actually like an incentive to send these out. Otherwise, there's no reason for me to do that, right? Why do an art drop if no one's gonna buy it? I'm seeing people like David Firth, where even after they've had like 10 years of notoriety, 20 years of notoriety, they still do an art drop, and like some papers just don't sell out, you know? Like, there's always going to be some stuff like that, and that's okay. I'm fine with that. It's just, I'm pretty much at the bottom, you know? I'm starting at the bottom. I don't know where to go from here. I never went to art school, so I'm trying to figure this shit out on my own. So, if anyone would like to help, anyone at all, because I really am legitimately interested in selling my art professionally, which I've already sold two pieces, so I guess that counts me as professional. I just don't know what else to do from here. Because I've noticed that if I pay for promotional ads or on Google or anything, it just doesn't yield any results. Any results at all. So, you know, there's that. Anyway, rant aside, DM me those weird-ass cocktails. The weirder, the better. And I'm not talking flavor weird. I'm talking stuff that... Okay, first off, let's keep it legal, okay? I'm just going to say that right now. I already know. Some people are probably twiddling their thumbs going, ooh, I'm going to have them try the fentanyl coffee or some shit. Fentanyl coffee, what the fuck that'd be don't stop recommending shit like that. Also, my DMs are flooded with bots and other people who are liking memes, and I like that. That's cool. It's nice, you know, it's nice that people are actually listening, and there's some people I'm gaining a following, and I'm cool with that, you know. Slow, steady growth, that's what I fuck with. I am sorry that the YouTube video is taking forever, but you guys got to understand, it's a holiday season. It's going to be busy, right? Also, I have a little surprise, but I'm going to wait for the episode to come out. I do have to edit a buddy of mine into the YouTube video, and I'm really happy about that. So, like, you know, he wanted to be in it, and I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's go. Let's go, man. Come on. That's going to do it for this episode of the Meatweed Podcast. What the fuck did I just step on? What the fuck was that? Okay, cool. I thought it was a fucking turd. That's going to do it for... Meatweed, you can't just drop shit like that in the middle of the ending. Sorry about that. My stomach hurts. Did you guys hear that? Anyway, that's going to do it for this episode of the Meatweed Podcast. I'll see you all next week. YouTube video is coming soon. I'm sorry it's taking forever, but you guys got to understand. I have a lot of shit going on, and I just went to the eye doctor and they found something in my eye and I'm just not comfortable. I'm so sorry. That's how I'm coming out and telling you guys that. I'm so sorry. I had to schedule all the way in fucking April to get this shit checked out, but I should be fine. Anyway, see you guys next week. Bye-bye.